Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. So, Daniel, you talk about characteristics of an awakening that I listed out in my notes here. I'd love to just take them one at a time and have you speak to them. And the first one is, people are awakened to hear and apply the scripture, the living word of God, with ruthless authenticity. I want to say that again. So people are awakened to hear and then apply the word with a ruthless authenticity. Say more.
Yeah, again, that's where I think, the trickle-down effect, of course, in the book talks about leaders obviously being very passionate. There's a section about, preaching with understanding, unction, and utterance. And I think that environment of hunger for God's word has always been embedded in revivals in the past, not only through preaching, but as we even talked earlier, receiving the word so earnestly, as the Thessalonians did, leading to, as we said, repentance and a clear conscience and getting things right based upon the truth, even as my verse I shared earlier said, Susie, the truth received in the heart its power to convict and to expose and to transform. So that's always been a big part of it. And it's not just prayer. Prayer is vital, but it has to begin with the truth of God's word.
And we touched on this in the beginning, but I'd love for you to say more. Awaken to the seriousness of sin, leading to a new and powerful repentance.
Yeah, and one of the things we did in the final chapter of the book, where we talked about a dream for 100,000 points of light, churches that have become houses of prayer, is just the reality of Jesus walking through the churches and giving his messages that are still so relevant to us today. And as you know, Susie, to many of them, he called them to repent. They had lost their first love. They needed to repent of that. They had become lukewarm. They needed to repent. They had a false sense of their spiritual health. They had a name to live but were really dead. And so that spirit of repentance is so vital when we are earnest about Christ living gloriously among his people.
So good. Here's another one. Awakened to the beauty and blessing of prevailing prayer.
Yeah, again, going back to that definition a few moments ago, it is pursuing an intimacy with him that leads to the fulfillment of his purposes. And we all know, and it's good to be reminded, that there has never been an awakening in history that did not begin in movements of united prayer. And so this earnest sense of his worthiness to be sought and our deep neediness to receive from him the things that only he can give is always a mark of a real spiritual revival.
So good. Awaken to the tragic heartbreak of the lost condition of relatives, friends, neighbors, and work associates. So there's like a new conviction and burden for the lost, because it is amazing how when we lose touch and we don't even realize it, we can rub shoulders with, have family members, and not even think about their lostness. But when the Holy Spirit moves in, you can't not think about them, it seems.
That's right. And again, that's always been characteristic when God's people are revived. Such an amazing movement of evangelism that always occurs. In the last Great Awakening, many quote this stat, but it was just an amazing time of seeing evangelism spilling into the communities around the world. Over a million people came to Christ in a year, and that would be equivalent to almost 11 million coming to Christ in 1 year today. And it's not because they developed a new evangelism strategy. They just could not help speak of what they've seen and heard, and God had shared his heart with them concerning the lostness of their friends, relatives, and neighbors.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.